Swan and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, old Doc Abner Peabody is still in the advice business, handing out free counsel to unhappy husbands with great abandon. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library. Old Doc Peabody is talking on the telephone. Listen.
Yeah, that's right, Will. And then down there at the bottom, I want you to print Old Doc Peabody in big letters down there. Make it big red letters.
For goodness sakes, Abner, what are you doing?
How's that, Will? Well, yeah, that's what I want on the handbill there. Just put there, if you got trouble in the home, insult Old Doc Peabody.
Trouble in the home? I'm so tired of hearing that, I don't know what to do.
Just a minute. Is that the word I want there, Lum? Consult instead of insult?
I don't even know what you're talking about. I think your first idea fits you better, though.
Oh. Hello, Will. Yeah, well, I reckon just fix it up however it's supposed to be. Well, you more likely know more about them things than I do. Yeah.
He knows anything at all, he does.
Well, when would you have them done? Well, get them out earlier than that if you can, Will. I know there's a war going on, but I need the handbills.
Yeah, stop the war, get out the handbills.
Yeah, all right. That'll be fine, Will. Goodbye.
Abner, are you actually having some handbills printed up?
Huh? Why, sure I am. Feller can't get no worse out advertising, Mom.
What are you going to pay for the handbills with, though?
Why, with money, of course.
Yeah, but where are you going to get the money? That's what I mean.
Well, I got some money coming from the store here, ain't I?
Well, that's just it. Any money you make on the store, you're losing in your other business. You're going to bankrupt yourself if you ain't careful.
I am, huh?
Well, sure, you can't run a business that way. If you was making some money on this advice stuff, it'd be different. You got all outgo and no income.
I've got a lot of customers, though.
Yeah, but you ain't making no money off of it.
No.
Well, if you have to be in this silly junk, you could at least charge your customer something. Why don't you do that?
Well, I got to thinking about that, Lum, and I did think it was a pretty good idea. But then I got afeard if I started charging for my services, why, it might hurt my business.
Well, if you're in that kind of business, you better get out of it. Fact is, that's what I want to talk to you about, Abner. You've got to cut out this idiotic advice junk, or I'm going to unsolve partnerships with you.
Yeah, but Lum...
Just quit it right now. No ifs or ands about it. It's got to go. That's all there are to it.
Well, Lum, I'm just getting the business built up to where it's getting good now.
Yeah, but you ain't making no money out of it. You admitted that yourself.
Well, I know it, but just think of the enjoyment I get out of my work, though.
Enjoyment?
Yes, sir. Lum, you'd be surprised at some of the things I've been hearing lately.
What kind of things? Who are you hearing them from?
Why, from my customers. Them fellers come in here, Lum, and they sit down and start talking to me, and before they get done, they've told me everything. I bound you, I know more gossip about folks in this town than Sister Simpson, even. And the things I know are true, too. I'm getting it right direct, not second-handed from some woman like Sister Simpson does.
You actually find out a lot of stuff, do you?
Oh, you just ought to hear some of the stuff that I hear. I know who's spending the most money, what woman can throw the straightest stew kettle, who's got the worst mama-in-law, who's been making sheep-eyed at who.
You do, huh?
Yes, sir. You know, Lum, there's one feller in this town whose woman wears a wig.
A wig?
Yes, sir. A transformation.
Well, I do know. Who is it?
Well, that I can't tell, sir. That's part of my business, you know, not telling stuff like that.
Yes,
sir. I'd love to tell you the worst way, Lon, but I just can't do it, that's all.
Well, I ain't interested in such stuff no way. Wouldn't listen to you if you did tell me. Hardly.
Somebody right in this town, though. You saw her right in this very store lots of times.
Abner, I don't care who it is. If a woman wears a transformation, that's her business.
Wish I could tell you, Lon. You'd sure be surprised.
Abner, just drop the subject, because I ain't interested.
Well, I reckon you have got the right altitudes about it.
I know I have.
Yeah.
Now, getting back to our discussion, you've got to give this advice business of yours up. And take that sign down that you got out in front of the store.
Yeah, but now, Lon...
And you better call up Will Spencer to printing shop and cancel them handbills you've ordered.
Do I have to?
Yes, sir. It's the only thing to do.
All right. I sure hate to do it, though, right, when everything appears to be going so good.
It ain't Miss Seastrunk, is it?
Huh?
Nothing. Nothing.
What did you say about Miss Seastrunk?
I never said nothing about her.
Oh.
She ain't the one, though, is she?
The one that what?
You know, the one that wears that thing, that transformation.
Oh, no, it ain't her. You know this woman, Olaf. You've sat right there by her in church many a time, I know.
Sit right by... Abner, I told you I ain't interested.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Is she tall or short?
You ain't interested.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute, where about you going?
Just going out to take that sign down like you told me to.
Well, you better hurry back, though. There's our ring, and it's more than likely a grocery order. I want you to put it up.
I'll be right back.
Won't hurt for you to do a little work around here. Hello, got him down store and library. Lometer's doing in Tokyo. Who? Oh, yeah. Well, same to you. Well, Abner will be here directly. Who is it calling? Oh, how are you, Emmett? Yeah, I'll take the message. You what? Well, I do know. Are you sure about that, Emmett? Yeah, sure, I'll tell him. Oh, not at all. Goodbye.
Why, doggies, it seems a shame to take down a pretty sign like this after all the work
I've got a message for you, Abner.
Message?
Yeah, from Emmett Goshen. He just now called.
Oh, Emmett, huh? Yeah, one of my customers. That is, he was one of my customers when I was still in that business.
Yeah, I don't know whether to believe this or not.
Why? What did Emmett say?
Well, he said he wanted to thank you.
Huh?
He said he followed your advice, and it patched all his troubles up in his home just like magic. Said it worked wonderful.
Well.
He just joshing, ain't he?
Why, no, he ain't joshing. All my customers tells me that.
They do?
Why, sure.
You mean these fellas around town actual follow your advice, and it worked out good?
Why, natural. I tell you, Lum, I got talents for this line of work. Just a shame that I have to give it up now. Special since I'm so good at it, and after all the things I've been hearing lately. You know what I found out the other day, Lon?
I don't want to know. I don't want to hear it.
There's a certain feller in this town that's sort of sweet on the schoolmarm, Miss Emmeline Flack.
I don't care who's sweet on... Miss Emmeline?
Yep. Wish I could tell you who it was. You just died.
Abner, are you telling the truth?
Of course I am. I get all this stuff direct.
Who is it? Who is it, I tell you?
I told you I can't tell you.
Abner, you gotta tell me. This is importance to me.
Thought you said you weren't interested in none of this stuff.
Well, this is different. I am interested in this, and I gotta know. Who is it?
I promised I wouldn't tell.
You've got to tell me, Abner. I may as well admit it to you. I'm sort of aiming on Miss Emmeline being the future Miss Eddards.
Future Miss Eddards? Why, Lum, you old rascal.
There, you've drug it out of me now. Don't you go tell nobody that.
I don't tell thanks to nobody. When's the wedding going to be, Lum?
Well, I don't know. I ain't got that fur yet.
all.
But you got to tell me who this other feller is, Abner. I don't want nobody else to go beating my time.
Well, now, just a minute. I wouldn't worry much about this other feller.
Well, I am worried, though. You don't know what this means to me. I've picked Miss Emmeline out to be my one and only. My granny's ain't nothing going to stop me this time.
Well,
got my mind made up.
Well, I believe that you could do better than this other feller. Almost.
Did this feller come to you for advice in regards to Miss Emmeline?
Yeah, he come in here and see me. I can't tell you who it is, though.
Well, did you give him some advice?
Yeah, sure, I give him some. Weren't my best advice, though, I don't believe. Leastways, not my level best.
It weren't, huh?
No, I got better advice.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Abner, tell me, all these other fellas you've been giving advice to, did it actually work for them? Tell me the truth.
Why, sure it worked. Honest, it did, Lum. You call up Ari Hodgkins, Ulysses S. Quincy, call any of them, they'll tell you.
Well, how do you know what to tell them?
Well, that's the funny part. I don't know. Just, well, sort of seems to come natural to me.
You ain't got supernatural powers, have you?
Huh?
Grannies, I've made up my mind. I want to get an appointment with you, Doc.
An appointment?
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, no, I'm out of business now, Lom. See, I've took my sign down.
Well, put it back up. Don't stand there like an idiot.
Huh?
Beginning right now, you're back in business. And don't give me none of your second-rate advice, neither. I want the genuine, high-class, grade-A stuff.
Again at the same time for another visit with Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Gene Baker speaking. This is the Blue Network.